Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
I mean, I'm a grown man, so I'm going to do what I want to do. If I want to go see my family, I'm going to go see my family. They can't tell me I have to stay in a room 24/7. If it's that serious, then maybe we shouldn't be playing. But, you know, it's life. No one's going to be able to just cancel their whole life for this game. And that's how I think about it.
George Hill of the Thunder and some other NBA players, Wiggy, revolting a little bit about the new protocols.
Yeah, because they're crazy.
They're crazy?
Mm-hmm. So, like, after the game, you cannot, there's no interactions. And if you do, it's limited to, like, 10 minutes, and it can only be a fist bump or an elbow bump. On the bench, you got to wear a mask. No, when you're, if you're on the road, you can only go to an essential place or to the basketball court to shoot.
Or to your sister's birthday party.
Yes. If you're at
it's
home.
It's a Chuck E. Cheese.
So you can't go. If you're on the road.
Or at home.
Or at home, you can't go to a restaurant with your teammates.
Nope. You can only go to get essential things or to basketball practice and those type of things. Wearing mask on the sideline, they got to do. There's a cool-off. There is a cool-off period when guys get out of the game, an area where they need to go to, which I don't know what that is all about. And George Hill, he's like, I think he's also like part of the NBA Players Association, so I think he's one a representative. And if you're going to do all these things and you got to make sure guys are doing all this, and I kind of agree with him, what's the purpose of having it? When the NBA knew, like, there were going to be a lot of issues that were happening. And now, you know, now when you're on the sidelines, you have to wear a mask until you check in the game. And then you can go in and play and not have to wear a mask and then come back to the sidelines and put the mask on.
But isn't that what everybody else is doing? Like, it doesn't every workplace have their own different guidance and where people are following it because they want to be back at work? Like, doesn't he want to be back at work?
Yeah, but these guys get tested every day. So imagine if we came in here every day and we tested everybody in the building, right? We're all getting tested every single day. Then you're saying to us, all right, if you're leaving to go to the bathroom, you have to put a mask on. If you're walking down the hallway, you got to put a mask on. But then you and I could come in the room together and take our mask off and conversate. Like, there's no method to the madness, and I think that's what George Hill is saying. And the fact that he's going, listen, I'm a grown man. You're not going to tell me I can't do this.
What he's probably suggesting that, you know, if it was, as he said, you know, if it was life-threatening for these guys, then they should not be playing the game of basketball. If in the case, I mean, you look at the Celtics, what are we up to? Four games now that have been postponed? They haven't played in a week?
Yeah.
But for George Hill, he's earned over $103 million in his NBA career. Wow. So don't play. Like, if you don't like these rules, you don't have to play.
Well, I think what he's saying is, I don't mind rules if there's reasoning on why you're putting these rules in place.
Well, there are reasons. I mean, I don't agree with it, but there are reasons that the health experts would tell you that those make sense.
Oh, okay, see, and I was having a conversation with my buddy, you know, like, for my son who's playing high school basketball, and they got to wear a mask throughout the whole game.
While they're playing in the game.
Yeah, while they're playing in the game. right? And so the thing that I don't understand, and what like the NBA is doing and what a lot of these leagues are doing, it's they're going, okay, I know you're trying to limit the amount of contact, but if you're telling me that for, you know, 59 or 55 seconds of a minute, I have to do, I'm having contact and I'm doing this, and then you're telling me that last 5 seconds, I got to put a mask on? Is that really helping?
So there's the door. Get out.
Right.
Curtis is absolutely right. Just quit.
No, why doesn't the NBA just go, all right, we're going to have some issues that we got to deal with, have expanded rosters. Guys might have some issues that they come in contact with people.
Well, they do have expanded rosters.
Did the NFL tell guys they couldn't leave their houses or their apartments?
Some teams might have. I think the Patriots probably had their own bubble.
But they also provided people with an opportunity to say, you can opt out.
Yep.
We'll give you your base salary.
Right. Well, yeah, Texter says he said he's a grown man, so he can choose not to play and not to get paid if he wants to.
Yeah, he could do that.
If he doesn't like the guidelines.
I mean, do you guys like all the rules of Entercom? I mean,
no.
But you choose to work here, and that's what happened.
No, I mean,
Greg didn't like them so much, though, that he just came back into the studio. Joe, it's fine.
I try
you think
to follow.
Joe said something to him?
I'm immune.
I'm immune. I have mm-hmm. the immunity.
Okay.
I got 6 months of immunity or 5 months left or whatever.
And you've been eating dinner on that every night.
I'm a survivor.
And how many people in the D League, G League, whatever they're called, would do anything to take George Hill's spot?
Right, there is no G League this
there
year.
Is no, yeah, right. But don't you want, but we sit here and we completely rip the mayor and the governor for putting protocols in place that make no sense. And I think that's kind of what George Hill is saying. You know, George Hill is upset that some of these protocols are making no sense, and then you're allowing us to go out there and basically be on the low block and battle with each other and sweat.
I mean, he said none of that. You're making things up for him.
No, I'm not making things up for him.
Show me the quote where he said,
No.
These rules don't make sense based on going on the low block.
If you listen to The Jump with Paul Pierce, and I think he was on with, I forget who the guy's name is, and they were talking about this. The thing that players are saying, the same way players were in the NFL were saying it, we can play against each other, but we can't exchange shirts after the game.
Okay, but just don't exchange shirts. Who cares?
So
if it's the only way that these guys can play and make their millions and millions and millions of dollars, then they should shut up and do it.
Okay, so then the restaurant should shut up and just follow the guidelines. When they tell you to go from 25% down to 10%.
Well, that's what they've done.
Right, but have the restaurant owners, have they been upset and have they been complaining?
Has George Hill had to take a pay cut?
Right, but I don't hear you guys yelling at the restaurant owners.
Wiggy, listen, has George Hill had to take a pay cut?
I guess he had to, right? Because if there's less games, you got to take a pay cut.
He's making his full salary this
but
year.
But Curtis, you're yelling and screaming at the mayor for doing these
can
things.
Can I finish, please?
You're being a hypocrite.
I'm not at all. If you want me to explain it.
All right, go ahead, explain it.
George Hill is making his full salary. He has to follow these rules. The restaurants... their salary is being cut 75% at least. They're being forced to shut early.
Okay.
They're being forced not to serve large tables,
mm-hmm.
which my guess is where they make almost all of their lunch money when they're mm-hmm. selling it to business people going out for a big lunch.
Now,
they are severely hurt by those rules. George Hill is making his full salary. Do you understand the
difference? I understand that.
Now, listen, I will say this, because this might change my mind a little bit. 781 Texter says, what if Entercom decided that they could tell you what you could do in your off hours to keep yourself safe from getting COVID?
They sort of did. You were the only one that didn't really listen.
Well, I don't think you can make a parallel comparison there without saying that if we don't do that, then we can't do a show. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the NBA is basically coming and saying, like, if they don't do the bubble thing, if they don't do the quarantine thing, they can't play and have a season, right? Essentially. So the consequence would have to be the same. It would have to be that Entercom would say, if you're not abiding by these rules, we can't put the show in the air.
Yeah, but I don't know how we sit here and we criticize the mayor and the governor.
I just explained it.
No. But
that's radio.
No, but it's still hypocritical, regardless of if the guy's getting his full money.
Well, that's the entire point. If the restaurants were making their full money and they had to close to 25%, I don't think you'd hear Damian calling and crying because he has to fire people.
But it's about the governor and the mayor putting things in place that make no sense. And that, I think, is what George Hill is saying. There are things that are these guidelines that are putting in, they're being put in place make no sense.
It's about the strip clubs. It's definitely for these guys.
Certain
it's about,
places.
It's about the strip clubs
and hotel visitors.
You think there's
and hotel visitors.
James Harden just went to Brooklyn. Strip clubs are probably not open in New York. Now, in Texas, that's different. So in many places, strip clubs are closed.
Yeah, I mean, Texter says Wiggy sounds so stupid. They make millions.
Oh, my God. Stop with the making millions. I love how everybody says they make millions. They make guess what? When you make millions, you spend millions. I love the fact that people always go, oh, they make millions. They make millions.
Yeah, they keep the economy going.
Yeah, they make millions. They make millions. What's he complaining about?
My dad often talks to me about the burden of being rich.
Yeah, what a sob story.
Hey, he makes $5 million a year. Why the hell is he complaining?
Ha, 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 ha.
Right. So what? His mortgage is probably $20,000 a month.
This is Mike from Boston. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning. Just that Wiggy, the difference that you're missing there, I think, is that the NBA has put in its own guidelines. They're living within the restrictions the governments have set down, and they said, all right, well, here's what we're going to do, all right? The difference being is that Marty Walsh or the governor are dictating to all businesses, you can't do this, and they're just laying down that law saying you can't do it. That business is deciding how they want to run their own business. That's within their control, and that's every business's right?
Yes, yes. Private entity, the NBA, can tell their guys what they want them to do or not.
No, I mean, I understand you telling me what to do, but why am I doing this? How is this really benefiting me when you let me go out there and do this, right?
It's benefiting you because you are able to keep playing. The games are not getting canceled because everybody is doing what they can to not get the illness. That's how it benefits George Hill. The NBA believes that they need to do these things in order to finish the season.
So them not allowing guys, so them basically saying you can only fist pump and elbow bump is helping them not postpone.
I mean, it seems kind of ridiculous.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Right? So I can't exchange jerseys. And the NBA saying, well, the reason why you can't do that is because that's going to help us not have to postpone
games. They could sanitize the jersey and then send it via FedEx or something like that.
Maybe Tom Cruise. They could hire Tom Cruise and he could have a robot that'll get all the jerseys.
Yeah, get a COVID robot. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Wiggy, you are talking in circles. When you don't hear a subject or a topic that makes sense or if Curtis makes a rational thought and explains
something, he never makes a rational thought.
No, you just talk and talk and talk and talk and make no sense to the point that everybody gets frustrated and just agrees with you. You have no clue what you're talking about.
You're right. That's right.
Kind of like President Trump, right?
All right. Anyway, some in the NBA upset about the new protocols, and we'll see if that interferes.
Why are they complaining? They make millions.
They do make millions.
Right, so yes, they shut up.
All right. Coming up at 9, Sean Corrali from the Boston Bruins. I cannot wait for tonight, Ken.
Boom.
I cannot wait for the puck to drop tonight. So we will talk with Sean at 9 today and throughout this NHL season on
this show.
Put
your shirt back on.
You're talking to me or Greg?
Both.
Did you share that photo at one point? The shirtless.
At the beach?
No, the Nantucket.
At Nantucket? Yeah, that was when I took your beard off.
Oh, yeah.
I'll share that right before he comes on.
No, don't. Don't even bring that
Sorry,
up.
Oh, I actually have your white t-shirt. We haven't seen that in a while.
Don't even bring that up. All right, but anyway, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Your destination for Pat's off-season coverage. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
7 o'clock tonight, Prudential Center, Jersey. And the Bruins, they open up the 2021 season in their new division, the East. Got to win early, shortened season. These early games mean something, and Jersey probably the worst team in the division. So they need a good start. Want to break down the line combos?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. You got Stanika in for Pasta, because he's not in until next week. So that's Marchand and Bergeron on the top line. Pretty good line. Krejci centering DeBrusque and Kasha. Okay, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Ritchie is back with the new addition, Craig Smith, Charlie Coyle centering that line.
Ooh, I love that line.
I'm expecting big things out of Kasha, by the way, this season.
Yeah, he better step up.
Yeah, he has no choice.
And Bjork, our guy Corrali, and Wagner on the fourth line. Here's a little Cassidy talking about his combos.
We also kept some lines together for a reason because we didn't have a lot of time, as you said, to build some chemistry. So it was different for every line, I guess, so to speak. So that's how I approached it in camp. And again, to your point of not real actual live enemy competition, we're not going to know until they get out there and play. So We like what we've seen out of the middle two lines. Those are the ones, I'll be honest, probably had the most question marks. We know Pastrnak at some point, hopefully sooner rather than later, will be back and go in with Bergie and Marsh, and we can adjust from there.
It's the second line. That's because that we always talk about is where they get their secondary scoring from.
Yep, you're right.
That's the second line.
A lot of heat on him. And, of course, new D guys with the Char out. Lazon will be in there on the top pairing expected with Charlie McAvoy. Kyrie Irving still not to be found, and there's a report from SNY in New York that he's furious at the Nets for not giving him any coaching input and distant with Kevin Durant. So they got that going for you. But James Harden.
That's the thing now is if you're the star player, you want to dictate who gets hired, every personnel decision.
Oh, you should be a part of it, right? Don't you want to be a part of every decision that's made on your show?
On my show?
Yeah.
Yes.
They feel they want to do it on their team.
The whole organization? But, do I get to pick my boss?
No, but that I think...
Well, you did before.
Sorry, yeah. Technically,
you did.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
right. So.
I really did.
You forced him to go to Sacramento or something.
Right. I really did. I get it.
That's all it
you
is.
Created a second branch of government. We had one Joe, and then we had two.
Right.
So checks and balances.
Right. Let's move on. Isn't this trending?
Yeah.
This is trending.
He wants to move on from this topic.
Let's get to what's trending.
Bill O'Brien going to Alabama, so he'll resuscitate his career there with Nick Saban, his new play caller, and the Red Sox interested in Corey Kluber. They watched him throw yesterday. Looked good. There's all these reports, Greg, that the Red Sox are ready for an overhaul. They're going to spend significant changes here over the next month. So,
good job, John Henry.
That's it. This is your team. The closest to a title in Boston, other than Brady.
The Pizzuti one. We're trading it in.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, it seems like I'm caught up in your trap again. And it seems like I'll be wearing the same old chain. Good will conquer evil, and the truth will set me free. And I know someday I'll find the key. And I know somewhere I'll find the key.
Coming up at 9, talk hockey with Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins. I love Boston. Here's a 508 text before the puck even drops, which says this is the worst Bruins team of all time.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Are you kidding me? I mean, there's some questions, obviously.
Yeah. The D is a little murky, I'll admit.
now you're gonna trigger Wiggy.
No, I think they are. They got to prove that they're now a shutdown defense type of team.
Okay. Well, you're going
to. Are they a puck moving defensive team? Yeah.
Well, no. McAvoy is an offense minded. So is it offense leaning?
I think Grizzly is too. He moves the puck pretty well.
By the way, did you see that video with Grizz and his dad presenting the game jersey, the game worn jersey to Willie O'Ree?
No, I didn't see that.
You know, his dad is on the Bull Gang, worked at the Garden forever.
Yep.
And apparently somewhere along the way, he was given a Willie O'Ree game-worn jersey.
Oh, wow, that's pretty sweet.
And they surprised him with it. I mean, it was amazing. Wow. Absolutely amazing. The guy played for, two seasons here? Some trainer or somebody saved that jersey.
That's amazing.
And isn't that amazing?
Right. Yeah, that's so cool. I love
absolutely
that.
Amazing.
Do you have an LB jersey?
So
who doesn't?
But Wiggy, you were the guy You were the guy who was saying that you got to get rid of Chara. Yeah. So you can't. You have to go with what.
I like the
result. You have to be happy with the result.
I'm not like Ken. I like the defense. I think they're faster. I think they're quicker. I think they're going to be more of an offensive-minded, skilled defensive group. So I'm all for their defense. To me, it's about can they – when Bergeron, Marchand and Pasta are not scoring, where are you getting goals from?
Well, yeah, you're going to be without Pasta for a while anyway.
Okay, so –
I think Cassidy said he hopes it's only the end of January, right, not mid-February or something.
Yeah, next Tuesday he's supposed to skate with him again fully.
And that's an issue in a short season. So it's, is it 56 games?
Mm-hmm.
That is an issue.
But I think they make the playoffs, and the biggest question is where are you getting goal scoring from?
Well, that's not the only question. I mean, first of all, Tuukka, we don't know where he is. And if without Chara, they have no
shot. Where he is mentally?
Yeah, where is he mentally? So
he seemed pretty good when he was on the show.
I'll agree. That was encouraging.
I mean, Tuukka seems like he's always, whether he's, on cloud nine or in cuckoo land, I think he's and I've never
been. Are those different places?
They actually are.
They're adjacent.
Yes.
Cuckoo land is cloud nine.
A
adjacent.
Little kush will get you there.
Is that where Fight Island is?
but I've never really, I've always thought that Tuukka is a Stanley Cup winning type of caliber goalie, right? A lot of people question that. I've never questioned his. When they lost to St. Louis, I don't think it was because of Tuukka. I think it was because of their inability to score goals. So I think Tuukka between the pipes is one of the best goaltenders in the league. The question is he checking out for whatever reason? And when you look at, that's why the biggest question for me of this team is how do they score goals? When you, Ken was going to bring up Chara and shut down defense, but Chara hasn't been a shutdown defenseman for like 7 years.
You know, he has been. He's been playing 20 minutes a night with McAvoy. So McAvoy's got a new partner, and you're playing against Crosby and a bunch of new stars in this division.
McAvoy has been carrying him for 20 minutes a night. Chara hasn't been a shutdown defenseman
before. Plus, their penalty kill has been excellent with Chara.
Oh, stop.
Look out for that tonight. How's the PK, Curtis? How's it look tonight?
I just checked out.
Let's see. This is...
Get back to Karen Spilka.
This is Kesey. This is Kesey.
Let's get back to Chara. Have your thoughts evolved at all on Chara?
Kesey.
Yeah, I like to look at things kind of really simple. I think it's a good idea to look at things simple in life because, it leads to less stress, whatever. But anyways, I just wanted to say something about, these NBA guys, right?
Yeah.
That just... They do nothing but cry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always something. It's always something. And they make the most money, Like, if someone told anyone that I just opened my door and any random person, hey, listen, if you were to get $1 million a year, just $1 million a year, but you had to have a mask on your face for 20 hours of the day of the 24, I am sure people would jump for joy to do so. Right.
Yeah.
So now these NBA crybabies, right? These spineless. They have no character, right? They cry. Do they realize that this country is basically most people are like dying, basically? But they're going to complain about these things that are literally nothing, right?
Yeah.
And then send some, like isn't that very simple? Like, isn't that disrespectful to everyone? You know what I mean? But they're allowed to do it, right? And here's one thing I just like to ask, right? So LeBron James, right? Has he been more privileged than me in my life? I would like to think he has. You see what I'm saying? So for all these like statements to be said, how like certain people have been privileged versus they have, LeBron James, do me a favor, shut up. You've had everything laid out for you, a silver spoon, because of your abilities. People just would do anything for you. You got everything for free, probably from the age of 12 on.
Yeah.
So how privileged of a life have you had, buddy? How tough has your life been? These NBA players have a great life and they do nothing but cry.
Well,
look
not
at the NHL guys that were in a bubble last year. You hear a word from them?
Yeah, nothing. You did.
No. You didn't hear complaining from me.
It's frustrating.
I can't even talk on my own freaking show.
All right, nope. Go ahead.
Name an NHL guy who complained about protocols last season or this season.
Tuukka Rask. And here's what I would say.
Well, we got you there.
Here's what I would say about people who call in and they complain about LeBron and this, that, and the other. Listen, blame your parents for not making you 6'9 and a great athlete. Don't be complaining about LeBron James that he was fortunate and he was blessed that he was 6'9 and he's a great athlete. He had great skill to become a great basketball player. It's frustrating when non-athletes go, well, if I was in that position, if you gave me $1 million, if you said, hey, I'll give you $1 million a year, and guess what? I won't breathe for 23 hours. I only need 1 hour of breathing. I can do it. What's he complaining about?
It's based on what the rest of the country is going through. It's a weird flex from George Hill.
You cannot
complain that he can't go out to dinner.
And Greg,
it's like complaining about the food in the bubble when they got
right, but
there.
But Greg,
remember
I would expect mm-hmm. you.
Remember them whining
yes,
about
I do remember.
Whining about the pasta and the. You know,
I would whine too if they were giving me bologna and cheese. That's what they were giving them.
That's what you're giving us,
Greg. I would expect you to understand it, right? I would expect you and Curtis to understand it because both of you have wealth, or well, Curtis's dad has wealth, right? So when you start to see people complaining about, well, I don't have what Greg Hill does. He makes X amount of dollars for by flapping his gums for 4 hours a day. Tell him to go work a real job. Be on the construction site for 15 hours.
People say those kinds of things all the time.
Don't knock the person because they have a specific ability and skill that affords them the lifestyle that they have.
So when you heard George Hill yesterday,
yes.
you stood behind everything that he said.
Maybe not everything, but I understand the frustration of them basically saying, when you are at home and you're at home, you cannot leave your house unless it's for an emergency or to get essentials. You cannot visit anybody unless they are living with you in your house.
You know what?
I mean, I'm a grown man, so I'm going to do what I want to do. If I want to go see my family, I'm going to go see my family. They can't tell me I have to stay in a room 24/7. If it's that serious, then maybe we shouldn't be playing. But, you know, it's life. No one's going to be able to just cancel their whole life for this game. And that's how I think about it.
I think there are a lot of people in very important positions, whether they're athletes, scientists, or whomever, that have had to put their life on hold because that's what's required of them. Mm-hmm. And I think that one thing that we are lacking, especially with our athletes, is an ounce of gratitude. Gratitude that you are able to play this despite an ongoing pandemic. Gratitude that you're making $9 million a year.
New Year, new Curtis.
But it's true.
No, it is true, though.
It's not true. Because here's what when you start to say it's a privilege and gratitude, then makes it sound like you're giving me something.
It's not taking anything away from these guys. It's asking them to have some sort of empathy for what the rest of the country is going through. It would be smart on their part. It would be smart for him.
Well, he just crapped on LeBron James. LeBron James gives millions and millions of dollars
yes,
to different
I'm not talking
charities.
About, I'm talking
but
about
that doesn't
George,
matter.
Oh, I'm talking Lord. About George Hill.
Well, we don't know
who doesn't. Before he speaks, he should think about the fact that 20 million people don't have a frigging job.
But he's thinking about his situation. He's
right.
thinking about
he
his.
He can't go out. So he's mad.
No, he said he couldn't. He couldn't see his family. Nobody's going to tell him he can't see his family. You don't know the relationship he has with his family.
You do?
I don't. I don't know the relationship.
Well, you talk like you're an expert on everything.
No. But if, Curtis, if they said you couldn't go see your mom and your dad for, you know, X amount of months, you might feel a certain way about that.
Here's an 804 text. I think that's Virginia, which says, anyone in the military right now is laughing at this conversation, Wiggy. They are. They're
police officers and first responders, of course it's a different situation. People in the military, they do something that 99.9% of the people on this earth wouldn't do, and that's willing to give their life for somebody else. And I think we understand that. But every time it's an athlete or it's an entertainer, it's instantly, oh, this guy, or if it's a CEO hedge fund person, it's instantly, oh, this guy makes millions. This guy makes millions. This guy. So anybody who makes millions, you don't complain. Don't say nothing. Just sit there and take whatever crap they give you.
Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, D. The D is murky.
Please allow me to preface this by saying, okay, I have followed every guideline. I have done everything that's been asked. I have to wear a full N95 every day at work.
Yeah.
We just relaxed our, you know, I was walking around like a goofball, like Mont Checkpony, with goggles and gloves every day. Okay, Ken?
No.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
But I honestly, Hilldog, this thing, I don't even care if it's like, you know, hey, we just suddenly everything's great because Biden's in. Whatever the case, enough is enough. Okay? We still have kids that are in our cities who are at home. Other kids playing sports. We're telling the kids in the cities, no, it's a joke. Hill's right.
So you're saying,
I agree with him 100%.
So he's saying, he's basically suffering from corona fatigue like a good portion of the country. And he's basically he's saying if it's this dangerous, we should not be playing the sport. Otherwise, we should be allowed to try to live our lives.
I've been saying it for months to my good buddy Ken, okay? He's not suffering from corona fatigue. We are suffering from reality. And the other side will only look at it one way, and it's a joke. It's not a kid in freaking Auburn can go and play, or kid in, you know, 5 minutes down the street from my high school, those kids are playing. And I'm not just talking about football, and I know Curtis likes to think I'm some hardo. I don't care. I'm talking about these kids aren't allowed to go to drama. They're not allowed to do anything. And it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Wake up. Let's move forward. And this is the leadership. And you know, Baker, why isn't he like Cuomo, Ken? Trying to find different ways to bring revenue in. Why don't we legalize gambling? Get betting on the books.
Derek, maybe you want to check out the story of the officer in Norton that lost his life and has a family of four left behind because of COVID. You want to check out that story this morning?
There you go. Go to the extreme. Of course, Ken. Nobody's saying that there's, you know, this is all made up in a conspiracy. I'm not one of those people. So
I've got you on record as saying it's a fraudulent crisis.
No, because they're using it. I have told you this. This is what people in power do, especially in this forsaken state. I know you haven't lived here your whole life, but I've been dragged through it from day one, okay? And I'll tell you right now, there's abuse of power. Their eye is not on the ball. How come politicians got the vaccine now some 3 weeks ago? And we're just now doing a rollout. Half-assed, might I add, but we just now are starting to get to, like, the cops and the freaking the people that are driving ambulances. How's that make sense, Ken?
Well, that's a totally different topic. That's talking about the vaccine and who gets it first, not whether your drama class, Fiddler on the Roof, can't operate and Derek's all upset.
This is Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, guys.
What's
first
up?
Of all, Wiggy, I blame my parents for everything. It makes me
removes responsibility. Yeah. That's what you know.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Wiggy, what you don't understand, it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
These owners are trying to save the revenue they possibly can by putting down some guidelines. And quite honestly, it sounds like the owners don't trust these guys. They're going to go to strip joints. They're going to have people in their built rooms and stuff like that. This business is trying to survive, so then they can pay somebody and then go whatever your thing is about, you know, millions, they spend millions, so then you get the trickle-down economics. But they're trying to save it so they can get some type of revenue through through that. You don't, you're missing that. So you have to have guidelines. I don't think they trust these guys, and it's going to get shut down, and they're not going to be able to make any money to make the players. That's all that's happening right there because they don't trust them.
Yeah, but I understand the guidelines. It's just, you know, when some of the guidelines don't add up, I think that's what some players are saying. In George Hill's situation, it's like, well, you're telling me I can't see my family? You know,
it's really about seeing his family, though?
I think so. I think it could because
I'm suspect.
You know why? Now that I think about it, George Hill is one of the guys who opted out last year to go to the bubble because he wanted to be with his family. So for him, I think it's about that.
Isn't this whatever the agreement is? Wasn't it between the NBA and the Players Association?
Yeah,
that
but
they
we all know
that?
About players' associations. Come on, man.
What?
We all know about players' associations. No one. Those things are so shady. I was with the NFL Players Association. Okay. They didn't care about.
Well, then
nothing.
Maybe you should fix that first.
Well,
before
that's
you complain.
Yeah. They should.
You
well,
filed
that,
a lawsuit with
those
guys.
They should. They should. No, it wasn't. Get your facts right, Ken. Now that's fake news, like Trump would say. Get your facts right.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, how are you there?
What's up?
Listen, if this guy George Hill doesn't want to play basketball, it's really easy. Don't play. If the rules are you got to wear a mask, you wear a mask. I go to work, I wear a mask. If I don't wear a mask, I get in trouble. Okay? That's it.
Yeah, but
that's
George
it.
Hill.
That's it.
George Hill and a lot of these guys are fortunate or blessed because they're in a position where they have a voice and they can say things and they can maybe say, you know what, put pressure on owners because of the money that they do make and the money that they get. The regular schmoes like myself, and I'm one of them, if Entercom says, hey, you come in, you're not working remotely from home, you bring your ass to work. You know what I do? I bring my ass to work. I might complain on the drive there mm-hmm. to myself. That's
right.
it.
Yeah.
Or my wife. But when I get to work, you put the smile on your face because, you know.
Poor Mrs. Wiggins.
I know.
That woman should be a saint. Imagine what
she
has to listen to.
Oh, she listens to a lot, believe
me. we gotta take a break. We will be joined at 9 by Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it.
Don't. Is that Wiggy's cannibalism request? Eat it?
For Hammer, whatever his name is. Army Hammer.
Army Hammer.
Army.
Please Army make Hammer. Sure we have that clean.
He is Hollywood cannibal Army Hammer.
Yes, just
alleged.
Alleged. Alleged, yes. Thank you.
Alleged.
How do you not love Weird Al?
I mean, you have to. You have to. Don't you dare, Greg. I know where you're going.
Oh, he's blessed. Mm-hmm. He was blessed with a wit.
Yeah, he was.
And he's done a fantastic job when it comes to parodies. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on, Mike?
So I was just, you know, listening to some of the outlandish things that Wiggy was saying. I heard you say that if you're not a privileged athlete, you know, with talent and physical skills, and you're not a physical specimen, blame your parents. Let me ask you a question.
Well, you should.
Do we blame parents when kids are born into underprivileged situations?
I would blame. Yeah, I blame my mother all the time. Ma, you couldn't have did better. I blame her. You know,
God rest her soul.
God rest her soul. Every day she was alive, I was like, Ma, you couldn't have married some rich guy or something. You know,
maybe it was you that she couldn't marry a rich guy.
I don't know. I mean, Jesus. I blame my grandparents for not buying some real estate in East Boston. You know.
Leave it to Wiggy to make that funny.
It's the truth, Mike.
Listen. Already.
Did you have any siblings, or are you an only child?
I'm an only child, but my dad had other kids, so
gotcha.
I guess
so. You have like half.
Yeah, but I, you know, I
have you met him?
No. I never met my dad. You think I'm going to meet two people that I think I have a brother and a sister?
I'm afraid for your ancestry.com lineage.
You should do 23andMe or whatever.
My wife wants to do it.
And see who's out there.
Yeah, she wants to do it.
Don't give him your DNA.
Is your dad still alive?
No, my dad is dead. He died. That's all right. No, wait. Don't be sorry. Listen, when I was alive, he was never here. And then some psychic had me saying, oh, your dad's trying to come through to you. I'm like, well, I was alive. When he was alive, he didn't want to come through. Now, all of a sudden, he's dead. The guy wants to come through.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay you.
Did he ever come out of the woodwork when you were so successful? Like, did he ever try and glom on?
He did. He did try to make his way in. And maybe because he knew he was probably checking out. But I was like, by that time, I was like 28 or 29. I'm like, bruh.
You should be careful doing 23andMe because...
Why is that?
Pun intended. There could be something floating out there from the Vikings cruise.
International waters.
Ain't nothing floating out there. I got three kids, and that's it.
We finally have a sweet moment, learn something new about Wiggy, and then back to Lake Minnetonka.
Right there.
By the way,
coming from the guy who loves to be on boats.
Very good point.
The young ladies.
Captain Trilogy.
I do like the boats.
The psychic had to be at Hampton Beach. Is that where you...
It was just some psychic, you know, guy, and I was like...
Should go to our friend psychic medium, Matt Frazier.
Well, he did. I never believed that stuff until I actually did the psychic thing. Like, not a psych or a medium guy.
Whoever, a medium, yeah.
Yeah, whoever talks to them, right? Yeah. Are they a psychic? Yeah. So I didn't believe that. I was like, yeah, whatever. And then he started rattling off, like, my cousin who passed away. He's like, yeah, I'm getting this, I'm getting that. I'm like, wow.
We used to have Matt Frazier on the old show all the time. Do we have him on? We haven't had him on the new
we
show,
haven't,
have
we? No. He'd probably love to come on.
And he's like, he's like, I'm getting a sense from your dad. He's trying to come through and you know, this. I'm like, listen.
I'm sensing someone around you passed in a traumatic way.
Right. I'm like, where was he for? Yeah, I'm still waiting on the puck he said he was going to send me when I was 12
years
old.
He's trying to come through, but you keep interrupting me.
Wait, what did he
do? He was supposed to send me a hockey puck when I was 12 years old. He goes, yeah, I'm going to send you a puck, and I'm still waiting on it. Never got it.
Oh, did you go to the mailbox every day?
No.
Oh.
But I wasn't one of those Oprah cry on the couch kids, because there was a lot of kids who, you know, grew up with single parents, you know. So I never was like, yeah, whatever, you know. I wasn't one of those kids.
They were godless.
Did you leave tickets for your dad at every game, every home game? Like Ricky Bobby?
No, I didn't leave him any tickets.
This is Tiger from Florida, I think. Oh. The Anything Goes state. What's up, Tiger?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey Tiger.
Originally from the great state of Maine, but been a transplant for 15 years.
Good for you. I'm thinking about doing that. Oof.
Do it. You should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it works well.
Yeah.
Hey, I need to weigh in on this, George Hill. Wiggy, I agree. Unfortunately, I hate to admit, I do agree with you a lot, but I can't on this point. When I went back to work after COVID, I had to sign an agreement that in order to work, I had to follow these policies. I didn't have to sign that. I didn't have to go back to work. Nobody's forcing George Hill to work, but in order to work for the NBA, you have to follow these mandates. I don't think that's a sacrifice. That's a decision. I'll hang up and let you guys discuss.
Yeah.
No, I mean, my thing is, Greg, is that he's in a position where, like, there's a lot of us that can't voice their displeasure for certain guidelines, right? That that might be in play at work. Here, there's none, so I'm not complaining about anything here. But there are people who probably do that, and they want to voice those things. George Hill is...
That's why you have a players' union.
Well, George Hill's fortunate that he makes enough money where he can be like, you know what? I don't get all these protocols, and I think they're stupid. Why are we even playing?
So he should be mad at his union for agreeing to it.
Oh, he probably is.
Yeah,
the NBA union I think is pretty good.
I think it's just not knowing your audience. Like I think that's more of what I'm saying is, I understand. Listen, I'm somebody who wants to try to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have many years left, so I don't want to give up a whole entire year.
All right. I'm following
you. But that being said, you have to, you know, when somebody says to you, you work at this place, here's the rule, you follow the rule, you don't work there.
All right, look at Greg. He didn't go out to eat for like 7 straight months.
There's no rule against going out to
eat. I don't know about that.
Eat.
Did you see his Instagram? At Greg Hill, WEDI.
You were at those restaurants, yes, it was not allowed.
Right, yeah. The problem is when no one else could go in there. It was like a staff meeting and
now,
Greg.
Now we're delving into a dangerous area. We don't
oh, you
stop,
mean bullying?
Stop sending things to Ken on the group text,
then.
You single-handedly ended the Bruins season.
I mean, think about all those poor people that wanted to go to a restaurant and eat, but they couldn't. Mm-hmm. But Greg Hill could.
You and Pasta might have had a baby after that one exchange.
Jesus. That was pretty close. I'm not going to lie.
This is Junior. Hello, Junior.
Hey,
is that Alfredo says?
What's up, Junior?
I've been hearing the George Hill, so I want to put my opinion on it.
Yes, of course.
And one thing I feel like most people, not only you guys, most people are missing or forgetting is compassion for other people's opinions.
Yeah.
You see, George Hill is talking. He doesn't care about playing, you know, all the rules inside the NBA is all good. Once you step outside of the NBA, once you step outside of your job, when there are restrictions on things you want to do that you do on a daily basis, and now all these rules prevent you from doing them, you got to voice it out. He has to let it be known.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys say, oh, he should just quit the NBA. So if he quits if he quits right now, who will say those things that other players are scared of saying? Probably a lot of players feel like saying those things.
So Junior, you think he's saying these not for his own personal gain, but to help players that he thinks won't be able to speak out themselves?
I think there's a percentage of that, yes.
I believe that. Yeah, that always happens. There's always the one guy that, you know, we kind of hear it with Deshaun Watson. He's the voice of some of those guys in the locker room that are afraid to say what's on their mind because they might get cut.
Well, speaking of people that would have more, you know, if LeBron said that, don't you think it'd be a lot more meaningful than George Hill? He's not exactly a household name.
No, but I think George Hill, I think he's part of the union, or he does a lot with it. So he's a guy that players, he's been in the league for a long time. Players,
he's part of the union. He shouldn't have agreed to the deal.
Players respect it.
All right, we got to take a break because Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins is going to join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.